In fact, today this sharing is good enough for you to cultivate. But a lot of people fail to develop the understanding because they never listen. They think they know. They only cling on to the words, the Dhamma. But the real teaching, when you understand, you transform. Your mind change immediately, not after a while. The moment you understand, you're free. That is what Dhamma is all about. Not to say, ayo, well, I know lah, but I cannot do it lah. Maybe later lah, when I retire, when I'm more free, when my responsibility is gone. All this is, the thought is telling you, not the reality, but you don't see it. When you see it, immediately you wake up, because it's your life. Why can't you see it? You hold the key to your own life destiny. To be happy or to be unhappy and miserable is entirely your choice. Choose wisely. This is life and death. Why are you still waiting, procrastinating? To me, nothing is more important than understanding this. That's why 1971, the moment I saw the Four Noble Truth, I never turned back. I all the way reflect, contemplate, and cultivate. Then everything starts to unfold. Because it involves my entire existence. Not only this life, all my future life. I need this understanding. If I have to come to this existential world, I must come with this understanding. Otherwise, I come here to suffer. What for? That is not life. That is not what I want. So be serious about life. Wake up. Then when you see the important, then make the appropriate right choice. If you hold the key to your own life destiny, to be happy or unhappy is entirely your choice. Then you ask yourself that question. Why are still most human beings still unhappy and miserable? Do you mean they don't know how to choose? No, because they don't understand this Dhamma. So you cling on to what I share as knowledge, thinking you know, you are no different from them. This is as serious as that. Because when you really understand, you wake up. Because you have been tormented and burdened by all this. Your suffering, your misery, your heedless way of living, all this. You must experience them mindfully, observe and understand what is going on. Then you tell yourself, this is not life. I don't want this type of life. Immediately you will wake up. Then you choose the heedful way of living. Then all the cultivation will come in. And to cultivate is so easy. I have listed them all out. How to start from meditation. And it's only less than 2 hours of sharing. So if you have gone through all this and really understand, you will wake up. Because one of the Kayamita came and see me recently. And she has been writing email and all those things, asking many questions. Then I say, you keep on asking questions, but you never want to understand. How can you learn? You can never learn. Because you're wasting your time. If you really learn, you won't ask all these type of questions repeatedly. Well, all this is the thought. You would have listened attentively and write them down and do. Well, all the questions come from the lack of understanding. Then, initially, she always say, but till after listening to you, after what, I think I know where I went wrong. So start to blame. I think my karma. Then after that, you know what I say? I think I got karmic obstruction. This is all your thought telling you. If you really understand what I say, you will not go back to all these things. But this is already gone. The past is already gone. Now with the new understanding, are you willing to change? Are you living your life anew? You are still the same old self, understand now, doing the same old thing, lamenting, complaining, the thoughts still heedlessly proliferating and doing all these things. That's why I shared with her, I said, if you're really serious about life, you better listen, go back and write it down. Understand it and change. Unless you change, your life will become the same old way. You will have suffering, misery. Have you suffered enough? You have suffered enough, wake up. The moment you wake up, you're no longer heedless. You are no longer asleep. That's why the enlightened beings are called beings that has awakened. Means no more slumbering, no more asleep. Means when you are asleep, means like you are still dreaming. You are not really living life. So all this understanding is very, very important, very serious. That's why today there is condition. I really have to share all this. You may think I'm trying to hit hard, knock, but nothing to do with me. My duty is to share, to let you understand. After that, whatever happened is your life. Nothing to do with my nature. But I have a duty. I do my duty. Finish. Yeah. So hopefully this message can go through. But don't worry, I'm not referring to all Kayamita. But a lot of Kayamita has developed the understanding and they are progressing very well. They are doing very well. But these are people who are quite new, who has not really understood the teaching. That's why I need to share all this. Because you all should thank the Kayamita that came the other day. It's Tuesday on. I think Tuesday, Tuesday. She came and see me. Then there is condition. That's why I realize a lot of people are like her. I told her you are not the only one. A lot of so-called Buddhist cultivator, knowledge-based, thought-based, all they think the same way. And they learn Dhamma wrongly. Because what has been taught to them is thought-based meditation, knowledge. No. Yeah. So all this is very useful. You have to develop the understanding, then change. The moment you understand, you will change. It's just like the analogy I gave her. If all these wrong thoughts are burning you and tormenting you mentally like a molten red hot thing, then you dare to hold or not? You will never hold. And the natural thing is to put it down. I won't call it let go. Put it down means don't cling on to it and hold on to it and worry about it and create your own suffering. Yes, these are things that tormented you because of ignorance. So straighten your view. Means what? Attend to it with understanding. Tell yourself, if I don't change, the same old way will continue and my life is going to be miserable. Like your future is cast in stone. Suffering, misery, coming, everything. But if you have understood this teaching, the moment you decide to change over to heedful living, to a new life, you straight away free your mind. You can see that black and white, so obvious in there. If you don't hold, you will not have power to burn you, torment you, and cause you misery and suffering. So why can't you train your mind to have clarity, to develop the understanding through mindfulness? Then after that, when you understand, you can liberate your mind and free. Then you can resolve it amicably and move on. There is no such thing as real problem, real suffering. If you perceive it with negativity, without the right view and the lack of understanding, of course, it becomes a problem. But whatever happened, like the Buddha said, is the reality. Because at that moment, condition like that, things is going to be like that. Cannot be otherwise. If you understand that, then what is the problem? What is there to argue? Why project your thought and say, how can the world be so unfair? Why God is so unfair? You never ask that question when you did all those nonsense. But when you have to confront the coming friction, you complain. And who complain? The deluded mind, the thought, complain. So all this, be mindful, be aware, see it, understand it. Then that wisdom will unfold. The wisdom will surface. Then you are able, for the first time in your life, to have this clarity, to have the joy and the happiness that you are already free. Well, now you understand this teaching. When you understand, the obvious thing is you don't go back and do the old thing in that hole and make yourself miserable anymore. Yeah? Who will do that? Foolish people, deluded people. And in Mahayana term, they use the word stupid people. Stupidity, they always use this word. It may be a very harsh word, but I think it fits very well. Only stupid people will do this. Yeah. Life is so easy to understand, so obvious. Why are you not developing the understanding to just awaken and walk out of it and change over to the noble life, the good life? It's not difficult. It can be done, and many people has done it. So tonight's sharing, I hope, it will help you.